This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on Strengthening India-Vietnam Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
India and Vietnam traditionally enjoy warm bilateral relationship. The development of India-Vietnam relations are currently guided by a joint vision for peace, prosperity and people, which was adopted in December 2020. In 2022, both the countries celebrated 50 years of their diplomatic relations. The Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh arrived in New Delhi on Tuesday evening on a three-day visit. He is attending a host of events and today he met the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the leaders exchanged a number of MOUs. To discuss more on this, we are joined by Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar. Ambassador Sajjanhar, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Deeksha.
India and Vietnam elevated their relationship from strategic partnership to comprehensive strategic partnership in 2016. Ambassador Sajjanhar, I would first like you to explain what is comprehensive strategic partnership.
You know, as far as strategic partnership is concerned, between India and Vietnam, we entered into this relationship in 2007. India was in fact the third country with which Vietnam signed such a partnership. What it really signifies is that it sends out a very clear message as far as both these countries are concerned to their people, to their governments, to their officials, to their ministers, and also sends out a message to the world that these two countries mean a great deal to each other and they are going to work very hard to substantially enhance their partnership and relationship. Now, from 2007 to 2016, we came to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which means that the earlier strategic partnership might have been limited to a few areas of cooperation and engagement. For instance, it might have been trade. For instance, it might have been connectivity. It might have been investments. But now when we expand it to comprehensive, that means there is no area of human activity or endeavor which is left out. It will also cover defense. It will also cover security. It will also cover culture. It will also cover science and technology. It will also cover political and strategic partnership. It will also cover tourism, people-to-people relations. So it will have a very comprehensive coverage of the strategic partnership. So it also sends out a message that two countries are getting further closer, even closer than what they were earlier. So there are very few countries with which the Vietnamese Prime Minister, when he was speaking at the Saprue House at the Indian Council of World Affairs today evening, he said there are very few countries with which Vietnam has such comprehensive strategic partnership, and India is one of those. And that has what is brought the two countries together, as you mentioned, that we have signed a joint plan of action for peace, prosperity and people, which will be valid from 24 to 28.
As you have already mentioned that both the countries are working to strengthen their relationship, India considers Vietnam as a key pillar of its Act East policy and also an important partner in Indo-Pacific. The Prime Minister also said Vietnam is a key pillar of its policy towards Southeast Asia and an essential partner in India's Indo-Pacific vision. The cooperation which India and Vietnam enjoy in the defense sector have been huge. And today the Prime Minister also announced a $300 million loan to enhance Vietnam's maritime security. Ambassador Sajjanhar, how do you view this and can you briefly share the defense cooperation between the two nations?
Yes, coming to this, you know, India launched its Lucky's policy in 1992. Basically, it was to reach out to the countries of Southeast Asia, particularly ASEAN, in which Vietnam was also included. This was upgraded to an Act East policy in November of 2014, just after Prime Minister Modi came to power. And this was basically, again, to make our engagement much deeper and much broader. So it would have the element of connectivity. It would have the element of connectivity, not only in terms of physical connectivity, although that is a very important element, but also in terms of digital connectivity and in terms of all other aspects of connectivity, whether it is in the area of culture and otherwise, and also security and defense. And then in 2017, we had launched our Indo-Pacific vision. We don't call it a strategy. You would recall that Prime Minister Modi had traveled to Singapore to participate in the Shangri-La Dialogue, where he gave the essential elements of our Indo-Pacific vision. So this is what we say, that it is a very important pillar of our Act East policy and a very important element, component of our Indo-Pacific vision. And in that, what we mean is that we want free, open, inclusive, prosperous, stable, and secure Indo-Pacific, which is operates by rule of law, and where there is no resorting to threat or coercion. All disputes are settled by dialogue and not by force. So this is something that India is very keen about, because we have seen that there is increasing belligerence and aggression as far as China is concerned in the region of South China Sea, which we consider to be global commons and which is to be governed by the provisions of the United Nations Convention on Law of the Sea 1982. And these are the same ideas that also inform the policy of Vietnam. Vietnamese Prime Minister said that in so many words at his chair at the ICWA, and also in his press statement with the Prime Minister at Hyderabad House after the talks were over. And so I think there is a huge congruence of views, similarity of views on our interests in terms of the Indo-Pacific, and also in terms of strengthening bilateral partnership and relations between India and Vietnam is concerned. You might recall that when our former president, Mr. Pranab Mukherjee, had visited Vietnam in September 2014, then we had gifted 4 boats for coastal security to Vietnam for $100 million. And this time, as you said, we have issued a line of credit of $300 million in terms of an institution in the area of defense that has been constructed in Vietnam. I think there is increasing recognition, definitely in India, but also in Vietnam, that there is the area of security that needs a much more focus in the region of South China Sea. So I think there's an attempt to have much greater cooperation and understanding of each other's concerns and how we can work together.
Beyond defense, the leaders have also expressed their desire to cooperate into areas such as semiconductor, green technology, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and climate action. Out of all, I would specifically like to draw your focus on 2 areas. One, semiconductors, and the other one is artificial intelligence. What are the opportunities of collaboration in these 2 sectors, Ambassador Sanjanhar?
I think semiconductors have become a very important element in the journey to growth, to development, and to prosperity. And India, as you know, when the Prime Minister had visited the United States, there was a commitment from Micron Inc. in the United States to invest about $850 million in India for a total value of about, I think, $10 billion for setting up chip manufacturing in India. So India is taking this very seriously, and it doesn't want to be dependent for this critical technology on any foreign company or any foreign country. So I think this is an area that both Vietnam and India can work together on. Artificial intelligence is an area which has great potential, but there is a lot of technology that needs to be developed and needs to evolve. And also the state has to put in some regulatory provisions, because it can be very beneficial as far as society and economies are concerned, but it can also be very harmful. It is a double-edged sword. So I think both India and Vietnam can work together for mutual benefit, for the benefit of their people, to take our cooperation and partnership in both these areas. We can take them forward, new areas, because some of them are, of course, traditional areas where we are working together. We have today bilateral trade of about $15 billion. as the Prime Minister said in his press statement, that this has seen a growth of 85% over the last 10 years, which is a phenomenal increase. But potential is even more, so I think we can really work together and we can take it forward to even higher levels. So there are the traditional areas of pharmaceuticals, of agriculture, of textiles. But I think these are new areas where, again, both countries want to focus on science and technology so they can start working and take a collaboration in this area forward to mutual benefit.
Ambassador Sajjanar, I would now like to draw your attention to another very important MOU which was signed between the two countries. Both the countries are now teaming up to develop National Maritime Heritage Complex, Lothal, Gujarat. The collaboration of NMHC will involve various aspects aimed at showcasing the maritime heritage of both the nations. How do you view this, and could you briefly explain its various focus areas?
We need to recognize that both these countries are maritime countries and they have been very active in that area. As far as India is concerned, you would recall that over the last few decades, ever since our independence, our focus has been much more on our continental peripheries, because we face danger from the western boundary, that is Pakistan. We face danger and conflict and war from the northern boundary, that is China. So I think there has been this particular focus on the northern and land boundaries. And to that extent, we have neglected our maritime space. But over the last 10 years, we have, since Prime Minister Modi came to power, there has been much greater focus. If you would observe that even as far as the Quad is concerned, maritime domain awareness and ensuring that there is no illegal fishing, that has become a very important element of the activities of the Quad. And the Quad foreign ministers who met just 2 days ago in Tokyo, they decided that this maritime domain awareness will be limited not only to the Western Pacific area, but also to Indian Ocean area. So I think there is much greater focus now on the maritime aspects. So here we know, as far as Lothal is concerned, that used to be pivot, that used to be the center of such maritime activity in the past. And there have been the connections between India and Vietnam. Our merchants, our monks used to travel there. We had the Cham people, the tribes in Vietnam. They had the Champa dynasty. And still, there are very many historical temples and remnants of their presence from the 4th century till the 14th century. So the Indians were present there in the central part of what is Vietnam today for more than 1,000 years. So there has been this huge connect between the two countries, but very little is known about it. So I think this is a very important initiative. This is a very significant initiative. I think like India is going back to its past, to its legacy, to its heritage, to be able to find the strength to move forward. So also the Vietnamese and the Vietnamese Prime Minister said this in so many words, that we are looking back at our millennia-old history so that we get a strength from what we used to be, from our culture, from our customs, from our traditions, and take it forward.
Ambassador Sajjanar, in some good news now, Vietnam is the leading travel destination for Indians. How is it boosting the people-to-people ties between the two countries and also strengthening the relationship?
You are very right. At the moment, there are 50 direct flights between India and Vietnam every week. I think it also promotes business opportunities. It also gets people to have better relations, not only amongst themselves, but also amongst the different institutions that they might represent.
Thank you so much for participating in this discussion and giving your valuable inputs.
Thank you very much, Deeksha.
You were listening to a discussion on Strengthening India-Vietnam Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The participants were Ashok Sajjanar, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent.